The range at which a submarine can be detected by an expendable buoy depends on two factors: the amount of noise the submarine makes and water conditions. Some submarines are naturally noisier than others, and every submarine makes more noise as it increases speed. Everything else being equal, a noisy sub can be detected at a greater distance than a quiet one. Because of these variable factors, no definite range of detection can be given. With a quiet sub at slow speed and poor water conditions, the sound range may be limited to a few hundred yards. Under good conditions, the expendable buoy will detect a submarine at a range of several thousand yards. The distance of the submarine from the expendable buoy will affect the strength of the sounds heard. When the sub is close to the buoy, the sounds will be strong. As the sub moves farther away, the signals become weaker, until finally they are completely lost in the background water noise. In the following examples, you will hear a submarine at close range, then at long range. In both cases, the submarine is at periscope depth and at a speed of 6 knots. First, the sub at a range of approximately 200 yards. And now at a range of 1,000 yards. Although the propeller beats are weaker, you can still hear them through the water noise if you listen closely. Let's listen once again to the sub at 200 yards. This difference in volume is useful when you are trying to locate a submarine. For instance, suppose you are listening over two buoys of a pattern. You tune in on one and you hear... Then you tune to the other. The sounds from the first buoy were weak. The sounds from the second buoy were strong. Evidently, the sub is closer to the second buoy than it is to the first. Comparative listening is used in this manner with all the buoys of a pattern so that you may determine the approximate location of the submarine.